Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got three or four big games this weekend in college football. BYU plays Texas Tech. That is the site of College Game Day. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the celebrity guest picker. Oregon goes on the road to play Iowa. LSU goes on the road to play Bama. I remember when that was the most important college football game of the season. Certainly not that this year. And Texas A&M, they go on the road to play Missouri. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Brandon Kiley. He is with ESPN STL 101 covering the Tigers. BK, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Theodot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I will say this. Man, once you feel like your team is eliminated from the college football playoff, the rest of the season does really feel like a bummer. Now, I know the odds were always against Missouri making it, but you know, you get your hopes up and you think that this can possibly be the year. But now that I don't think they can go to the playoff, I'm not as excited about this game anymore.
It's so funny. We were talking about this because I work at a station where it's Mizzou in Illinois, right? Like, that's the Mizzou KU thing in KC is Mizzou, Illinois out here in St. Louis. And our producer is an Illinois fan, and his team was basically eliminated when they lost against Washington. He doesn't care about the rest of the season. He's just done. Like, there's nothing else that matters. It could be one of the best seasons in program history. It's not like Illinois is like this traditional power. They could genuinely finish 9-3, put together an unbelievable season. He doesn't care. It's just over. And in that regard, man, it feels so similar to college basketball now, where once you feel like your team is done from the NCAA tournament, like you fall below 500 in conference play for the end of the year, it's just, okay, yeah, we're playing out the string here. And it feels that way for a lot of teams across college football right now.
So let's talk about this, because I think this is the biggest subject regarding the Missouri Tigers. And honestly, one of the biggest subjects right now in the sport. There are a bunch of premium marquee jobs that are open, and there have been a lot of people that have said no to those jobs. We know eventually somebody is going to say yes to these jobs. Do you think Eli Drinkwitz is one of those people? Do you think he's taken one of these marquee jobs?
My guess today is no, C-Dot. But I think any Mizzou fan that's completely writing off the possibility is just putting their head in the sand. Like, he hasn't signed an extension. We saw Cignetti sign the extension. We saw Matt Rhule sign the extension. They did that for a reason. They wanted to end any of the speculation surrounding their candidacy for some of these jobs that are coming open, and they did so. Like, once you sign that dotted line, it's over. We don't even have to talk about it anymore. Drink hasn't done that. They just had their bye week. This would have been the time where you'd make it happen if you wanted to do so. He decided not to. So at a minimum, man, he's either A, leveraging this to get more out of Mizzou, or B, legitimately listening. So do I think he leaves? No, I think he probably ends up staying. But I would have to imagine he's at or near the top of the list for both Florida and Penn State, and maybe pretty close to the top of the list at a place like LSU if they're told no by Lane Kiffin. So I'd say like 60-40 he stays, but that's not to dismiss the possibility that he ends up going.
I'm not going to pretend like I think Missouri is a better program than Florida or Penn State. So that's not the basis of this question. But I think you could also make the argument that it's better to coach at Missouri than coach there. If this is going to be the new landscape of college football, so if your team doesn't make the playoff, that you are always in danger of being fired, that you got to be a 9-10 win program every single year, or you're going to lose your job, that's just not the pressure at Missouri. So if I'm Eli Drinkwitz and I'm going to be paid like the right now, he is tied for the 10th highest paid coach in college football, and I don't have to deal with nearly the expectations that Brian Kelly had to deal with, or Kalen DeBoer, or Dan Lanning, or Steve Sarkisian. I think that could make it potentially a better job than being at Florida or Penn State.
It's certainly a more comfortable job. I agree with that. And I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it, Cito. One is, let's look at it from Drinkwitz's point of view, right? If you already have built Missouri into what it is today, and you're the one that is making this decision, which he is, I could see, and personally, I, with my own sensibilities, I would stay at Mizzou. I would not take those jobs because of all of the things that you just said. I still believe I can.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flynn at a high level at Missouri. I'm never getting fired at Mizzou so long as I continue to, you know, build this thing the way that I have thus far. Meanwhile, if I go to one of these other programs and I lose 7 games next year and then 4 games the following year, boom, I'm immediately on the hot seat. So my sensibilities, I would stick at Mizzou. That being said, I can understand the point of view where you would say, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, hey, I've built this thing up. I'm recruiting at a level nobody's ever seen at Mizzou. I have the ability to use resources that have never been given at the University of Missouri. We just had back-to-back seasons where the schedule laid out in a way where we could have taken advantage of it, and still I wasn't able to even reach the playoff, much less win a title. If I took everything that I have here at Mizzou and did this at LSU or Florida or Penn State, would it be more likely? I do think it's fair to say the ceiling at those programs is still probably higher, but it becomes a question of what do you care more about? That potential for the ceiling or the comfortability of never being on that hot seat. I would also add this, one other quick thing, C-Dot. If you're somebody that's neutral, like if Mizzou's job came open, right, and it's not Eli Drinkwitz making this decision, but it's, I don't know, whoever the next guy, John Sumrall at Tulane making the decision, better job, Mizzou versus LSU/Florida/Penn State. I think in that scenario, it's kind of hard for me to make the case for Mizzou, unfortunately.
Right now, we're joined by Brandon Kiley. He is with ESPN STL 101, getting you ready for a weekend in college football. Are you a believer in Texas A&M? I mean, they went on the road and they beat Notre Dame, and that was a coin flip. That was one of the better college football games we've seen. Since then, they beat Arkansas. They beat LSU. That's kind of it this season. Right now, they're undefeated in the SEC. They're one of the top 5 ranked teams in the sport. But we all know it's still Texas A&M, so that question's always in the back of your mind. Are you a believer in the Aggies?
A believer, yes, because I think you have to believe in somebody this year. Like, I think Indiana, to me, is the best team that I've seen so far this year. I think Ohio State is the second best team that I've seen so far this year. And then you've got to point to somebody as the third best, right? And for me, that team so far this year has been Texas A&M. That being said, it's not at the same level as some of the teams that we've seen in the past. I don't think there's anybody in college football that is at the level that we've seen from some of the better programs over the last 5+ years. I think that's the result of the transfer portal, NIL. We've talked about all of that over the weeks and years here recently. But I think they're really good. I think they're really good. They have an elite-level quarterback for college football. Their pass rush is elite. And once you do a couple of things at an extraordinarily high level, that's enough right now to be considered a top three team in college football. But they're not without flaws. Their run defense is not great. They've given up, I think it's the most 20-yard runs in the conference so far this season. At times, their offense can get a little congested. Their run game, you would think, is elite. It's just pretty good. And they've had some issues with penalties, a couple of games where the turnovers have cost them. So they're not on the same level, in my opinion, as a program like Indiana, but they're a good team. And that right now is probably good enough to be the third best team in the country.
I'm certainly disappointed about the injuries that Missouri has had at quarterbacks with Sam Horn and also with Bo Prabula. But I am excited to see what Matt Zollers can do the rest of the way. I thought he was impressive just to be thrown in that spot on the road against Vanderbilt. Sure, he made a couple of mistakes, but I also thought he did some things right. I mean, if Missouri's not going to make the college football playoff and it's playing out the final month of the season, letting Zollers get on the job training is not the worst thing to happen.
I heard Gabe say this, Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou, and I think he's right. I don't think Missouri, as constructed previously with Bo Prabula as their starting quarterback, had a shot to make the college football playoff this year. The ceiling was too low on the offense. They clearly weren't moving the ball against higher level competition, and it wasn't going to get the job done. I think the floor is much lower now because we have no idea what it's going to look like with a true freshman quarterback going up against an elite defense like Texas A&M, who now has film on him. But the ceiling is a little higher. I agree with you, CDOT. The offense moved better when Zollers came into the game than it did when Bo Prabula was out there. He was on time. He looked more comfortable. It seemed as though the pass rush wasn't getting to him. There were times where Prabula had time, and he just didn't look comfortable because the pass rush, I think, had spooked him over the previous week. So I'm interested to see what it looks like. It's good for the here and now and for the future. I would caution people, though, man, freshman quarterbacks do not win in these situations. I looked this up earlier this week. SEC true freshman quarterbacks that throw at least 15 pass attempts against top 10 ranked opponents, they're 2-16 over the last decade. Those two quarterbacks, it was Ryan Helinski with South Carolina who got a win, and Bo Nix in his true freshman season at Auburn got a win. It's just so incredibly rare to see them perform well in these situations. Almost all of those games were decided by 10 points or more in the direction that Mizzou fans wouldn't be hoping for this weekend.
That Bo Nix freshman year at Auburn, that was like pre-COVID, wasn't it? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, the last decade, it doesn't happen a whole lot, man. You remember Helinski at South Carolina, too. Both of these games were in 2019. So the situation that Mizzou is asking for to take place tomorrow, man, it's rare.
I got to ask you one NFL question. I'm officially out on the Denver Broncos. You can't play like this for a month against the team that they've played against and then tell me you're a legitimate Super Bowl contending team. Where are you at with the Broncos right now after Thursday Night Football?
They're fraud. They're an absolute fraud.
Thank you. Fraudulent.
Nothing about this is real. The defense is legitimately good, right? Like, I think we can say that. And they can continue to win. Like, they'll probably end up going 12-5, 11-6, whatever it is. And then we'll get to the playoffs, and every single one of us will be rushing to our favorite sports betting app to bet against them in the first round, whichever it is that they play, against whoever it is that they go up against, whether that's the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, whomever. Nothing about this is convincing. I can't wait to bet against Bo Nix in the playoffs.
That is Brandon Kiley joining us on the show today. He is with ESPN STL 101, getting you ready for a weekend of college football. BK, man, I appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
You're the best. Yeah, you don't have Mizzou winning tomorrow, right?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. There's not a single part of my body that thinks they win tomorrow. I'll watch them, but I don't think they're winning tomorrow.
I'm shocked by the number of people both picking them against the spread and also to win outright. It's stunning to me, but I'm with you.
That is our guy, BK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.